الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah Allah alam, the final one of the reminders on monitoring the conversation. I think there have now been about 7 or 8 of them inshallah, and each of them is 3, so that's quite a lot, about 24-25 reminders. To monitor our conversations with respect to our role models. Who do we see as role models? Today, the conversation about role models seems to hover and hinge around either sports personalities or I don't know what, whether film stars are considered role models or not, but anyway, that's one thing. It is the billionaires and millionaires of the world and their lifestyles. So, the thing to monitor in our conversations is, are these our role models or are the role models the Ashabul Jannah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La yastavi Ashabul Jannah wa Ashabul Nar. La yastavi Ashabul Nari wa Ashabul Jannah. Ashabul Jannati humul faizun. Now, again, see the whenever we reflect on the Quran, what strikes is the clarity of what has been said. When Ashabul Jannah, Ashabul Nar, Allah says that they are not equal, that is clear enough. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ashabul Jannati humul faizun. The people of Jannah are the only one who are permanently successful. So when we look at role models, whether it is film stars or sports personalities or millionaires or billionaires or academicians or scientists or whoever, at the end of the day, you are looking at what you consider to be success. You don't look at how many jailbirds there are or something. You look at people who are successful in whichever field they are. So that's what inspires us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ashabul Jannati hul faizun. No one else. The only one who is successful is the one who went to Jannah. Yeah? And that is something which will be decided when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ زُهْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Allah said, the one who has been freed from the fire and entered into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ. Only that person is permanently successful. So, that is something to monitor in our conversations. Because at the end of the day, there is one saying which says that you are the product of the 3 people around you. So you must watch and see who are these 3 people around you. That's why company is very important. You know, kharbuze ko kharbuza dekh kar rang pakadta hai. We've got all these wonderful sayings. I think we should reflect on these sayings. It's very true. In English, they say one rotten apple spoils the barrel. Yeah, in those days, they used to store apples in wooden barrels. And they used to be very careful. They say, one rotten apple, the whole barrel is ruined. So, it's not a question of how many bad people. It's like, one bond is enough. So, issue is to watch your company. If you are the product of the 3 people around you, who are these 3 people? And around doesn't mean physically around you. It means who are the people you talk to the most, meet the most, spend time with most, and so on and so forth. So, those are the people who eventually affect you and who shape your own character. That's why it's very important for us to pick and choose our friends. Our relatives we can't help because they are born. But friends are in our control. So, make sure we have the right kind of friends, and if you do not have the right kinds of friends, then get out of there. You don't need those people, because if you are with them, then they will drag you down. So, very important to see who are our role models. Ashabul Jannah or people who are, I'm not saying necessarily Ashabul Nar, when Allah protect everyone from that, but definitely not people who Allah has called Ashabul Jannah, people who are successful in this world. What is their next world like? Allah only knows. The second thing is to see what in our conversations and watch and monitor, what is the culture that we are living by? So, are we living by Western or Eastern culture, or are we living by Islamic culture? I'm deliberately separating these two, because not everything Eastern is Islamic. I mean, we know the khurafat in our marriages are all completely 100% Eastern. But they are all also 100% against Islam. So it's not just that everything Western is bad and everything Eastern is good. That's not true. There is a lot of good in the West. There is a lot of bad in the East and vice versa. So question is it Islamic or not? And when I'm saying Islamic, it does not mean Arabic. Let us also understand this. We don't have to Arabize everything to make it Islamic. As long as it, whatever we are doing, whether it's our clothing or whether it's our speech or whether it's our appearance or how we eat and our actions and so on, do they conform to Islam? Not necessarily to Arabian culture. So we have to also be clear about it. Many times people also think that somehow Arabizing is required to be Islamic. That's not true. It's not required. As long as what we are doing is in keeping with the Sharia and the Sunnah, it doesn't necessarily have to be Arabized. So, question of saying, in our conversations, monitor and see what kind of culture are we talking about and what does it do. And third thing to monitor in our conversations is, when we talk during the day, what kind of names are there in our conversation? Are they the names of people, world leaders, this one, that one? Or are they the names of Sahaba? Are they the, is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam common in our language, in our homes? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in our homes? Or have we reduced the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a ritualistic mention only when we are in Salah or we are reading Quran, and then after that Allah is not mentioned and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not mentioned at all? Or is it a common thing to say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat like this and drink like this and do this and do this, and mentioning of the Sunnah, maintaining the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maintaining the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our daily lives? So which one is there? So are we talking about what kind of names are we mentioning? So as far as the names are concerned, is it the names of worldly people, or is it the names of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because at the end of the day, if you look at it, it is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which counts. Yeah, nothing else. It's the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which counts. This morning I was seeing, now that the American elections are coming close, somebody uploaded a video by the sister of those three people who were killed in North Carolina, was it? I mean, the two dental students, the young man and his wife and her sister, all three were shot dead execution style by this white guy. So the sister is saying, what crime did they commit? And she's saying that it is statements like Donald Trump made, where he said, he talked about some incident where he said that these people, they killed 50 Muslims and they dipped the bullets in pig's blood and they shot them. As if that makes any difference. It makes no difference as far as we are concerned whether the bullet is dipped in pig's blood or something, it will kill anyway. But the point is that those kinds of statements today have become common. So we are looking at a world where somebody like Donald Trump, and unfortunately is not the only one, there are many like him, who can make these kinds of hate speeches and get away with it. There are people who are listening to those hate speeches, there are people who are supporting that hate, there are people who are voting for people like that to come to power, to some of the most powerful positions in the world. Sometimes it makes the Muslims, especially because we seem to be at the receiving end of all of this. So people get depressed and people get upset and so on. But thing to remember is that in all of this, if we have in our conversations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qulillahumma malikal mulk, tutil mulka man tasha wa tanzil mulka man tasha wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tudhilu man tasha biyadika al-khair innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Izzat and zillat does not come from a position, doesn't come from being a president or prime minister, it doesn't come from being a king or queen, it comes from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innal izzata lillahi jami'ah. So if you can have any power in the world, But if you do not have iman in your heart, there is no izzah. So izzah is not the number of people you command or and so on and so forth. That's the reason why I keep on saying all the time, read history, because history gives you perspective. There are people who have had far more power, far more absolute and brutal authority, and they used it than any global leader of the world today. But today, where are those people? Even their name is not mentioned, except unless there is a specific reason for mentioning it in a class or something like that. Even the name is gone. And there were people who had far more authority and far more, power and so on. So, the point is that there is no need to get depressed and feel bad as long as we remember the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why this whole series on monitoring conversations, because as I said, language decides and dictates and molds attitude, and language is also a reflection of attitude. So, if we have the right kinds of conversations which glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, conversations which mention Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conversations which look at our own great people. I just finished yesterday the biography of Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh by this man called John Mann. And John Mann is not a Muslim. He is not even necessarily a great friend of Muslims from what he writes. But you can see how even though he tries to, he tries to say as little good as about Salahuddin as possible, but he can't help it because it is like that. So he goes through the whole thing, and it's a very nice book. You should read it. It's called Saladin, John Mann, and it's a wonderful book to read. So I think it's good. Now if you read things like this, then if you talk about those things, that is what uplifts the spirit. It's Alhamdulillah, these are the people. Even though we must think about this and say where are the Salahuddins of today, and John Mann says that. Today he says there is not only is there no Saladin, but we do not even know how one can be created. So he said the Salahuddin is either very far back in the past or very far away in the future. Yeah, and that is quite a tragically true statement, it seems. But anyway, the point being that at least we can talk about this, at least we can talk to our children about it, at least we can have conversations where we remember, Alhamdulillah, the great people of this Ummah, and by Allah knows best, we are not short of them. We have any number of people who are absolutely the most wonderful role models, provided we read about them, provided we talk about them, provided we discuss about them. You can't have if the role models are sitting in books in libraries, that's not going to help you. It has to be on our tongue. It has to be in our daily, it must be real to us. If you say Salahuddin, obviously the name is such that today, even today, we are talking about 12th century, in the 20th century also, I don't think there is anyone who does not know who Salahuddin Ayyubi was. But the question is that normal in our conversation? Do we talk about people like this? Alhamdulillah, so I think very important for us to monitor our conversations and to ensure that we have positive conversations which talk about the greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which talk about good things, good character and so on, and which talk about our Salafus Salihin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing and to him, and to save us from that which does not please him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi.